Hello, you guys. Welcome to another 15 Minutes Live podcast on a Monday evening. We are super happy to be with you tonight and host this fantastic 15 Minutes Live podcast session with you. And let me quickly do the housekeeping and welcome our co-host for tonight is Petty to my right.
Hey, everybody.
Yes, and to Petty's right is...
Angel, nice to see you guys.
Yes, the only princess in the house tonight. Yes, our princess.
I'm always flattered to hear that.
Yes, our princess. Yes, you haven't upgraded to queen yet because it takes some time.
It takes some time. Yes. Okay, still working on that.
We're still working on that. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, you gotta age to a certain. you gotta age a little bit. Yeah, before I'm you can call yourself the queen. Yeah. Not yet. So you're still in the princess group, okay?
Yeah,
the princess age group.
Yeah, I'm okay with the position. I'm glad.
Yes. So, you know, we can't go any younger than that because any younger than a princess would be like Dora. So, no.
Dora
the Adventurer. No. All right. So you guys, tonight we are talking about the best things you can say today in a job interview. 我们上个礼拜就有提到嘛，因为 Eric 有说，哎，他最近在准备啊什么的。然后，if you guys are following, you know, and Eric shared his story with us last week, and this week I didn't plan for this, but hey, you know, this was already done. I planned for this like 2-3 weeks ago to talk about this, and I thought it's very fitting because recently, 为什么这个主题呢？是因为最近我有帮助几个学生，然后 rehearse 他们的这个境外商的这个 interview 哦，然后就是帮他们梳理过一遍他们的整个 you know the attitude and the way they should approach it and you know the mental game， 就是除了我们要准备那些讲稿以外啊等等的，然后我们其实也要准备一些 mental game， 就是心理上的建设哦这一块，我学生因为我跟他们比较熟，所以我就帮他们做一些心理建设调整了以后，哎。结果这两位呢就是都进了梦寐以求的外商，然后呢一个薪水是几乎 double， 几乎 double， 然后另外一位呢是他那个 position 就是上一阶了，可是薪水是没有到很理想，因为他们还是台湾的 hire， 不是国外的 hire、嗯、我另外一个学生比较厉害，他那个是算国外的 hire，他国外的 hire 他就去新加坡了，对，他们还要帮他办，
已经去了吗？
他们现在正在帮他办 employment contract、oh. 他们在办那个 visa employment visa， so you know I thought okay you know it's a good time to talk about it because I think there's a lot of things going on in the workplace， 就是我们现在职场上面呢有很多变迁啦，这两年的这个人才的调度啊，然后大家很多这个疫情的影响等等的，所以职涯上也会做一些调整。那现在感觉上外商好像在动作了 ，They need talent really really bad. So I thought, okay, you know, this is a great time to be talking about this, right? And so I don't know, Petty, what do you think? You know, from the Taiwan side, 就是台湾这边，你有听到什么？也有跟我一样的，就是学生一样的那种经验，就是感觉职场上面有的那个变动啊，然后这个公司都在找人才嘛，有很积极嘛这一块。
嗯，
你有听到这样子的？
没有
类似的，
没有听到，
最近都没有。Okay, well, I guess maybe that it's only for international firms. 可能就是外商这一块，他们动作比较大，然后 headhunter 动作也比较大。像我弟就是。对，就还最近也是很多 hate hunter 一直打电话骚扰他，对 ，so I you know maybe it's a thing, but anyways, I just want you guys to know that you do have a chance if you are looking to change your career, to move on, or to challenge yourself further in your career. 就是大家都现在有机会，现在感觉外商蛮有心想要找人才的，所以大家可以把握这个机会 ，OK。And so, anyways, let's keep it simple. I actually selected five, okay? 我上面是写五大面试两句啦，可是这个 article 呢，这个原文章呢，它是美国的 monster.com. And Angel, do you know monster.com?
Monster.com?
Monster.com.
我以为是一个教小朋友英文的 website, not right?
That's the Cookie Monster. That's Sesame Street. 芝麻街里面有一个 Cookie Monster， 那个就是教小朋友了。对，那 the Cookie Monster， right？ They have the Cookie Monster song.
They do.
Yes, but Monster.com is a different firm. Monster.com 就是美国最大的，就是跟我们台湾104是一样的。Monster.com 就是当初最早的2000的时候 ，Y2K 的时候，他们就成立了，就是老字号了。
嗯，
对他们 Y2K 没有倒，对他们是当时的产物。Y2K 的时候就有 Monster.com， so they are like the head hunting firm， or well actually the job listing website. They started off just like 104。他们都是从就是刊登工作。开始的，然后最后变一个大平台这样子，然后还有一点点 head hunting 这个 service 在里面的。Okay, so this is something that's out of one of the contributors from monsters.com， 就是他们那边有很多编辑哦，所以他们整理了一些 the best things you can say in a job interview。Okay， 所以面试两句啦，我自己翻译是面试两句啦，就是你面试的时候呢，讲这些话都比较中听。就现在的 HR 都很喜欢听，现在的这个 hiring manager 都很喜欢听哦。大家可以想一下，大家这个 hiring manager 当然也喜欢听说我对不对？我可以做事不用钱，对不对 ？But we can all wish and dream， 对不对？我们都可以做梦哦。可是这是不可能的，上班就是要领薪水是吧？对不对？不，这个叫人家上班然后不给钱，这样很奇怪哈。哦So you guys can also let me know. 等一下我们也可以请我们通勤家族来分享一下，是不是最近呢身边的朋友啊等等的有没有类似的经验，就是觉得诶这个面试职场好像活络了一点，大家可以we can discuss this later. Alright. So, Angel, what do you think, an interviewing manager, okay, an interviewer would love to hear in a hiring session?
They like to hear when the person who applied the job that is really looking to the company and really show their enthusiasm toward the company.
Okay.
So they like to see the passion, right?
How do you show passion? Like, let's say I want to join Cathay Airlines.
Uh-huh. I was so excited when I learned this position was open.
No, you cannot cheat. That's my notes. 那我的笔记 ，Angel， 你要你有自己的 ，Please be original， 太精
致了，
太精
致。Show 啊，
真的吗？空服员的面试、like hiring sessions for cabin crews， do they expect this？ Like you gotta be like yay， you know， I love flying， yay， you got， do you have to be like that？
That's a must。
That's a must。
That's a must. You have to show that you are passionate all the time and you are a cheerful person. That's something like
that. A cheerful person. Okay.
A very, very cheerful person. And you have to give the people the comfortable vibe that they would like to be around with you.
So, so can you share with us, what exactly is a comfortable vibe coming from a cabin crew hiring session?
Majority of the in aviation's interview, the first step is group interview. So that will ask you to group up and give you a topic, and you have to discuss among the group, and then they will observe you.
Okay, so
can
you give us an example? Like what kind of group questions would they
like,
want to see your passion?
I want to see your passions. Like if you are a president. Okay.
I'm going to fly in the air. I'm not going to be the president. But okay.
Actually, the questions is not necessarily about the aviations.
Oh.
It's about like there are different sources in your country. Well, how would you prioritize your sources? Like there are forest and there are oil and there are water, there are electricity, and then give the reason why.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's very difficult to show your passion.
So it's not even role-playing. I would expect a little bit more role-playing, but okay.
There are a lot of role plays, but you have to pass the group exam first.
Okay, so with the group exam, with the group tests, they want you to respond to a situation.
Yes,
like they want to hear your logic in doing things. Okay,
and then how do you cope with other
Okay. So mm-hmm. at this stage, how do you show passion?
You have to be the one that who's willing to talk.
Like me, just me.
No, but that's too much.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to dial it back a little bit.
Yeah, you have to, step back a bit and then give other the balls to talk, and you have to be everything moderate. So it's very difficult. I would say you have to show your passion. You want to speak, but you have to give others, people, the chance to speak too.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's best. This is what I would do. I would say, to the person next to me and say, she wants to talk. She wants to go first. Let her talk.
You cannot say that.
Ma'am, she's got something to say. I saw
she
her.
Got something to say. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
She's got something to say. Yes. Let me jump in and moderate. Oh, 我这样会整, 我可能会去整到隔壁的人. All right. So, I mean, sure. Okay.
Sure.
So, all right. So show your passion, right?
Show your passions, yes.
Yeah. Yes. You got to show your passion, but you got to dial it back. 还是要控制一点,不能很强。控制一下。对,还没有喝酒就强了,对不对?那就不行了。<laughs> Why do they want? It's so difficult to please these people. Okay. 那很烦啊,反正面试官就是很烦,对不对?他有很多有的没的。对对对。But, okay, so the first one, Angel has spilled it for us, right? I was so excited when I learned this position was open. I was so excited to know about this opportunity. Okay. 所以为什么要这样子讲呢? 为什么这样讲,面试官就开心呢?
因为你有 passion, 热情。
Your passion.
Enthusiasm.
Yeah, well, passion to me would be like, me, 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 me. Okay.
Me, me.
Your teachers love students who raise their hands, like me.
I got
the answer. I love, that's us. So a different situation. Okay, guys, don't be like that. Okay, that's too much. But why do you have to, at least if you don't have that level of enthusiasm, 你不是那种热情把它挂在外面的人哦，那你至少你的言语要带有热情，对不对? The words you use gotta be as if you have passion for this job. So I was so excited. I was excited. Okay. Oh, I was so glad to get this job. I was so glad to join you guys. Right? Which is better. Excited is a little better. Okay? Yeah. But, I was so overwhelmingly, excited. Okay, that's unnecessary. That's too much. Okay. So you got to dial it back. Okay? But the key word is excited. So if you don't know what to say, you guys, I think excited is the best word. Like if you don't know what to say, then you say, oh, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to meet you. I'm excited to have this opportunity. And the key word is with any job, it's an opportunity. 就你把这个工作,你不要讲job这个字,你把它换成opportunity,这是一个机会,这是一个让你崭露头角的机会,崭露自我的机会. Okay, it's, I'm here for the job. Yeah, I'm here for the opportunity. You see, that sounds so much better. 换一个字呢,感觉面试官心里面就会对你有印象分。 So I think at that stage, we can easily say, Angel, that during the group stages, you're just creating an impression, right?
Yeah.
You're creating an impression. 所以在这个group stage的时候呢,在这个海选的时候呢,你只是让面试官对你有一点印象而已。就是,诶,你讲话谈吐好不好? 然后你用的字眼有没有正向? Are you using these constructive, positive words? Or, are you the person who's very critical of others? Okay.
Right.
What's your logic? Okay. They want to know. Okay. How do you handle problems? Okay. So they want to observe you during this stage. Okay. I was so excited when I learned this position was open, or I was so excited when I got this opportunity to come and interview for, Cathay. But, I think people don't want to only interview for Cathay, right? They probably interview for all sorts of airlines. Cathay, Emirates, Starlux, I think. Right, Angel? Like people don't just interview for one airline. They go... They would join the recruitment process
as many as possible.
Mm-hmm. Get the best deal, negotiate the best package.
Right.
You don't want to start somewhere, mm-hmm. somewhere that you know you're comfortable with.
Yes. And it's not easy to get the job while you're first interviewer. So it's better to get more and more interview to gain experience.
Ah, yeah.
One day we would get the job.
Yes.
At the end.
Yes. And that, there's another thing I would like to add here, Angel. It's like, I think from your past experience, if you today would advise any of the new juniors entering the industry, right?
Yeah.
They would have to approach the interview as if they've gotten the job, right?
Mm-hmm,
you would also recommend that. That's what I recommended to my clients too. You gotta 就是针对你，你去面试，你不是哦，我想听看看你们对我有没有兴趣。That's not enough. You gotta pretend like you're gonna want me. I've got the job because I'm the best candidate that you got.
Yes, you know, you got to show your confidence.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta be very, very sure of your worth.Then, when you get to the negotiation stage, 就是当你很确定知道你自己的价值，然后跟其他人的价值的时候，你可以在这个 interview process 里面，如果要谈判的时候，你才有机会谈判。And that's what my client did for the Singapore job. Yeah, she went through 3 rounds, and they asked her what she expected and all the, you know, the generic stuff. They asked all the generic stuff.And then we prepped her, we sat down and we prepped and we were ready to dig at some, because she had an opportunity to interview with the VP and some of the really senior people. And, you know, she was able to dig so much and learn more about the company that when the HR approached her for the package, you know, she was able to bargain. You know, because she had, you know, an understanding of exactly what the job is for, you know, the value the job will bring for the company. 所以他在这个 interview process 里面呢，他是这个副总裁，他有机会就跟他 interview. 然后我们有准备了一些 you know, series of questions, 就是 you know, 那个副总，我那时候跟我学生讲说，副总一定会问你说 do you have any questions? Because they want to see how smart you are, right? And then I'm like,you know, that's not be smart. We're not trying to outsmart the VP because he's smart. He's been in business. You've got no experience. But I said, okay, we got to craft the questions so that 你要建构这些问题哦，然后问这个副总，让他觉得说，让他他会一直讲这个工作的价值在哪里，为什么公司需要一个这个职位。那讲完了，听完了以后呢，那你就一直就是。你知道就有一些interviewing technique, 然后你听完了以后呢，到时候你在做这个 negotiation 的时候，你 packaging negotiation 的时候，你就可以有一些武器在手上可以去谈判。对，公司很急嘛，对不对？我听 VP 讲公司很急嘛，对，那我也很急嘛，所以我们是不是对可以怎么样谈等等的，大家可以思考一下。 OK, so excitedAnd opportunity. I think that would be the keyword for me for the first one. Yes, Petty. And the next question. And the next phrase. Petty?
Yeah.
我们第二个大的两第二两句是什么
This job
aligns
well with my experience and qualification and years.Why?
Ooh, this job aligns well with my experience and qualifications. And here is why. Here's the reason. Here are the examples. Okay. So, what are we talking about here? What do you guys think? Angel, what do you think this is all about?
Your experience.
Your what experience?
What matters to the job. And then what kind of qualification you got? You got to show your employer that's what you have, and then you are perfect candidate for this position.
Yeah, sure. We all want to be, you know, we all have heard sayings like, oh, I'm the perfect man for this job. Right?
And then highlight your strengths.
Yes.
And maybe give some examples or stories.
Yeah.
People love stories, right?
People love stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so does grandpas.
So does grandpa.
This is it. Okay, so I just want to quickly pitch in and say, you know, when we talk about a story, we're not really going on like once upon a time, you know, Little Red Riding Hood. We're not going for stories like that. We're talking about, you know, getting to the point stories. So you have to exactly know how. And this word here, this job aligns. Aligns 是什么意思呢？就是同一条线，也就是说它是match的，它是配合的。 So this job aligns well with my experience. 就是说你现在开出来的工作条件的工作需求是跟我曾经的这个经验工作经验有相关的，是搭配的。 Okay, that's why I'm the perfect man for the job. Not I'm the perfect man for the job because I'm a happy man and I'm a passionate man and, you know, I can do overtime for free. That's not going to help you. Okay, it may in certain situations, but not yes. in this case. Yeah. So don't sell yourself short. That's what I'm saying. 就是不要把自己就是那个谈判的筹码呢，一开始就是哦，先把自己谈低了。反正我没有关系，责任是 OK 啊，反正 overtime OK 啦，反正我也没有老婆小孩 OK 的，反正我就是阿宅，对不对？我拼了，这样。
然后他就会跟你说你 overqualified。
对，可能非常非常可能，对他反而更害怕这种不用钱的。
不用钱的最贵，
不用钱的这个还蛮害怕的，这种不用钱的。But here's the thing, you shouldn't create a story or shouldn't try and match your experience and your qualifications. You know, you're not looking to be overly perfect, like too good to be true. 你不能变成好像你真的什么都行这样子，好像都没有缺点，这样子也不太行。就什么都可以做，什么都 OK， 这样也不行，因为对方也会觉得 That's too good to be true， 这感觉有什么有点怪怪的，哪里不对？这个人一定哪里不对，对不对？可是你刚好就好了。We're trying to match your experience and qualifications to what is required of the job. OK， and 他们这边说这句话是两句的原因是你不要等这个面试官哦，他主要的原因是你不要等面试官来帮你点出一些面试官的东西，然后你才去整理，然后才去做 match。你在进去的第一件事，你的那个心态就是 like you know I've done my research, I know your company, I know your needs, and this is what I can do, and it matches 100%. Okay, so this clears the air. This clears a lot of the.misinterpretations and, you know, things that they might dig at you. 所以呢，这个我也跟学生讲过，就是说你越主动的去讨论这些事情越容易，你越讨论说，诶，我知道你的公司 的需求是这样，然后等等的，那除了又可以表现出 you've done your homework， 你又可以主动的去这个应该说摒除他们对你的一些怀疑，他们有时候要挖一些东西，你就先把这个事情讲完了，他们之后就不会再讲了，对不对？你可以先把你的yeah, this is another technique. You gotta hide your weakness if you do have any. 如果你觉得有哪里的缺点的话，就是用主动的这种方式，就比较容易让对方呢去思考其他的事情哦，就不会一直在挖你的缺点。Okay, so this is definitely something you guys want to think about. This job aligns and what aligns with your experience.From this job listing, 这个工作到底需要什么呢？然后这个部门需要什么呢？可能公司未来的展望之下，他们需要什么呢？然后你就可以把这些东西都把它 align， 就把它连接到你现在可以提供的这些经验跟技能。So it helps. All right. And moving on to the third one, I'm gonna read this one. The next best thing, okay, to say in an interview is, I read about that project.On your website. Okay. 诶，我有在你们公司的网站看到这个。那这个就跟这个有看到这个特殊的专案或这个特别的案子或者是公司的展望等等的想要往这边去。那这个就跟 Angel 刚刚讲的就是说，诶， you know, we want to know if these interviewees have done their homework. 我们想知道说面试的人呢到底有没有做一些研究，对这个工作到底有多了解。Okay. So, Angel, what do you guys look for? When, you know, how do you know the interviewee has done their homework?
They might ask you some questions like how many plan we have and then what kind of route we have. Yes.
Okay. But those are questions that they can easily obtain from the internet, I guess.
Yes.
Right?
We just want you to at least you have go through our website.
Okay, like how in-depth?你是连财务报告都要 go through 吗？yeah, like following your question, how would I know how many planes Cathay has? I would have to read their financials. 它是上市公司、嗯、I can read their financials and figure out their, how big is your fleet、
嗯、
I would have to do that、
okay. Or you just try to know where, what kind of、how many destinations we have. That's all, that's good enough.
Oh, how many destinations is also good.
Yeah、okay. where we are flying to, because they might ask you that if you are a plannerOf our future route, and then where is the next destination you are planning to be? And then if you are answering the、mm-hmm. destination that we already have, that means that you haven't done your job.
You oh, your so、homework. It's a trick question.
Yes,
这是陷阱题。
对对对对对，嗯嗯，
这陷阱题。然后他可能会在 group stage 就问这种很奇怪的陷阱题。啊，我们如果明天你要 plan 要去飞去迪拜，怎么样？然后如果没有人说。Actually, you guys already have that route, right? You don't have to plan this route. As far as I know, so this guy has done his homework compared、
yes.
to others. Okay. So you got to be careful of the trick questions.
Tricky questions.
Tricky questions, yes. But that's, to me, that's kind of evil. that's nice. It's nice, but I mean, you know, especially at group stage, that's kind of evil. That's,
it is.
Yeah, it's kind of evil. That's a little...but, you know, HRs, they have boring jobs. This is the only time. The hiring process is the only time they get to meet new people, to be honest. So HR 其实很无聊的。他们就是在这种海选的过程中有一点、欸、看到、欸、这个还蛮好笑的。
成就感这样。
对，觉得啊，还好，对不对？还好是我 fire 别人，不是别人 fire 我。
对。
Okay. Anyways, so...I think I read about that project on your website. I don't think it's enough, personally. 我觉得这一句两句是不够的啦。就是说、you have to be more specific than that. You have to be very, very specific about that.、So most of the time,、earlier on in the year, my other candidate,、我举例哦，就是我另外一个学生，他是那个、境外商，他们的 interview 也是 three rounds， 然后呢，他有做 homework， 他去把公司的那个，就是我没有做下来，然后我们整个全部看过一遍，然后我问他，很多问题，然后我们也做了很多 role play， 然后呢，可是后面我发现说，就是你去看网站这些都不太够 ，so I said, you know, go look at industry magazines， 要看一些产业的相关的，然后他们公司呢是做。国外的这个casino online casino 的，
嗯，
对 online gaming 的，好、哦，这个anyway 他们是英国公司的股票上市公司，所以他们在这一块的时候呢，是他产业不了解嘛，所以呢，我就建议他说，哎，这个产业很新，或者是我们台湾不熟，所以你最好还是看一些产业的那个。So we together we dug up a few articles to read up and stuff, and it worked. 因为不只是你，他做足了针对这个工作需求的这个 homework 跟公司的 homework， 他甚至于就是我跟他讲说，哎，你可以使有机会的时候你就带入说，你知道这个产业现在怎么样。这样子 and that impressed the line managers and the hiring managers、
嗯、
所以你就会留下一个印象就是诶这个人真的是有努力想要进这个产业然后我跟他讲 我跟他 craft 的我们两个一起我跟我学生一起 craft 的这个那个 angle 我们的讲法是就是我现在想要转职我现在就想要投入我知道这个产业正在发展我就想要转到这个产业这是我的 stepping stone 这个对我很重要我已经安排这个安排好几年了对所以 out of all the candidates she looks like she's very very enthusiastic she knows what she's doing 所以呢我的学生就自然而然就上了对所以很多时候是一种个人的表现哦，有没有 how much do you want this job not just on the money part right You've got to demonstrate it with your words, with the way、
yes.
you talk to people. 你跟他们讨论谈话的时候呢，那些自选字就很重要。Okay, so reading about just project on the website, I think that's a given. You have to do your homework, go through the website, and sometimes you've got to go the extra mile. Okay, 可能你还要去看一些产业的东西。Okay, 提升一些印象分。 对，如果这个产业对你不熟的话，那如果你有产业的 inside information, you are welcome to use that as leverage, right, in your hiring process. 如果你知道别人他们客户想要什么东西等等的，你也可以拿这个来做 bargaining. Okay. So next, keywords from the job description. Okay. So what they are trying to say is job descriptions will give you an idea of what they want to hear. Okay.So, Angel, what are some of the interesting job description keywords from, you know, cabin crew hires?
Safety related.
Safety related.
Yes.
Stable, reliable, safe.
On time performance.
On time. Okay.
Yeah, on time. And then...
Efficient.
Efficient.Efficient, yes.
Efficient is very important. Yes. 你知道这有时候就是抓重点抓多了，对不对？你就会觉得啊，就是这弄来弄去都是那几个字。其实 that's all they want to hear. Yes. It's like dealing with people. People only want to hear a few things to make them comfortable with you.
Right.
They don't need to hear anything fancy. 他们要知道说 can you do the job? And can I trust you?Do you see safety issues eye to eye with the management? 我们在意的安全你在意吗？对不对？等等的这种 They want to know if they can trust you. So here's the paragraph. This paragraph, keywords from the job description, what they're trying to say is they're trying to say you should go and look for special keywords they want to hear in the job description. 所以你当你在这个job listing 哦，你去看他们的 JD 开出来的时候 ，job description 是 JD， 大家可以去看里面去找一些关键字。他们有一些字呢是他们喜欢常用的，他们公司爱用常用的。Try and incorporate that in your answers, in the way you talk to them, because that's their company lingo. 我们讲见人说人话，见鬼说鬼话，对不对？所以那个 company 他喜欢听到 efficiency， 你就一直讲 efficiency； 他喜欢听到 safety， 你就You know,
一直讲 safety.
Yes, I'm super safe, right? Don't have two lines. My CT level is way too low. I don't know. I'm just joking, all right? 就是 你可以让他感觉到 comfortable 的事情，你在那个 JD 上面都会透露一些，你认真去看，然后呢，去看他不只是你想要应征的那个 job description, 你去看其他的，有一些 overlapping, 他们常爱用、常看到的字 ,HR 想听到的字记得一定要纳进去 ，OK， 一定要纳进去，因为这是公司很在意的东西。Nine out of ten times they care about this. Okay, I hear a buzz. Right, moving on. So that's keywords from the job description. So looking at your job description is very, very important. 你把这个 JD 就是当然。我们不是要把它背起来，可是至少我们重点就是说它的 keyword 关键字要收下来，然后另外一个是每一个他们需要的工作，他的工作内容跟他的工作流程，还有他的价值，对这个部门的价值，对公司的价值，你能搞熟的时候呢，其实你在 interview process 你会比较自然的去应对，你就知道他们讲的到底是他们是想请一个 monkey 还是他们是真的想请你这个人才。Okay? And there's a saying in business, in hiring, you pay peanuts, you get monkeys. Angel, have you heard this phrase?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You pay peanuts, you get monkeys. Yeah. And no boss would want a monkey on their back. Yeah. Nobody wants a monkey on their back. Yeah. Okay. So, and the next one they recommend is the interviewer's name.Okay, interviewer's name. You gotta use it. You gotta reference it. You gotta say it. So do you remember your interviewer's name, Angel?
Of course. Yeah. His name was Ben.
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 Did you address Ben very... Yeah, but I mean, did you address him during the interviewing process like very early
on? Oh, yes. Like greeting, of course, and then goodbye, I think.Twice or three times? Yes.
Okay. I see. So did he introduce himself or did you just you know, address him as Ben, because looking at his, you know, name
a
tag.
Name tag? Yeah. No, he definitely introduced himself first.
Okay. Okay, but how many interviewers did you have to go through in the group stage? Many?
The group stage? Yeah. In total interviewing process?
I guess, because I'm not very familiar with how you guys interview. So, like, group stage, how many interviewers do you
group stage?
Yeah.
And then another group stage. Mm. And then
two group stages.
Role play.
And then role play.
Role play. And then you have to reach the height, and then you have to read out the content.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to go on the computer test. And after that is one-on-one interview. And that's the final stage where you have to greet your interviewers.
Okay. Fantastic stuff. So it sounds like every stage there's one or two interviewer that you have to meet.
You have to remember. Right. Yeah, you have to meet and call them by name.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have to introduce yourself to them. Make sure you leave an impression, because they're marking you the whole time, right? They're scoring you the whole time. 就一直在评分啦，他们就一直在评分，看你的表现，然后看你你有没有做到哪一个点。Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's why I'm the passenger. I'm not the cabin crew. I'm not fit for it. Right? I've got zero passion for.
无时刻都要收小腹。
No.
Talk in your belly.
I think that's fine. I think most people who have been in the army, they've done that, so it's fine.
Okay.
Yes. Well, just 缩小腹已经是, you know, I think it's the least of your problems. You know, being under surveillance, you know, you have to be perfect at all touch points. I think that gives people the actual pressure. 你在每一个跟客户的接触点，你都要有一定的水准的表现，甚至于要完美的表现。So, it's quite tense. It's quite tense. You can't lay back. You can't, you know. Yeah, you cannot make a little mistake. Because everything happens in the air, right? There's nobody to save you guys. So you got to be very, very sure of what you're doing. You got to be very confident. Okay. So the interviewer's name, whatever stage it may be, 不管在哪一个阶段哦, interviewer's name, 尽量,对,尽量常用。OK, 尽量常用。然后除了自我介绍的时候啦，对方讲什么很厉害的，你就说 ,Wow, Mr. Benedict, that is a fantastic joke. I love it. I will learn from that. Thank you very much. That's very inspiring, Mr. Benedict. OK. I use that because I saw Dr. Strange earlier. Anyway.
Oh.
Yes, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's the Cumberbatch. Yes.
Doctor Stranger 2?
Yeah. Yes, I saw the poster. Yes, I was referencing him. Anyways, so the interviewer's name. Remember to reference the interviewer's name. Always. 就是尽量能叫出名字，而且叫越熟越好。对，因为对 people respond to people calling their names. So you have to, yeah. And by the way, sometimes it's, you know, unless the person say, oh, just call me John. You know, you stick to Mr. Somebody or Miss Somebody, okay? Don't go, oh, Peter, oh, chill, Peter, you know, thank you for having me. You know, you're not on a first name basis with any of these people. 你直接叫他的 first name, 有时候有些人会很在意这个,就是你太装熟了。Maybe that, you know, not many people like it, okay? And even a lot of times, people that I meet and say, oh, no, just, you know, call me John. You don't have to call me Mr. Benedict. It's fine. I usually refer to people by their last name anyway to show respect. Okay. Or Dr. Benedict, if they've got a doctorate. So make sure you know that person's title. Maybe it's MG, GM, CEO, whatever. You know, make sure you use their titles as well. You know, people like that. They, you know, a sign of respect. Okay, so let's quickly recap the five best things you can say in a job interview. Number one, I was so excited when I learned this position was open. Next one, Petty. Second one?
No.
The second one, I'm recapping. 我在回复,我在复习哦。我们第二个, this job.
This job
aligns
well with experience. And qualification and years why.
Perfect. This job aligns well with my experience and qualifications, and here's why. 3, Angel.
I read about that project on your website.
Okay, remember, guys, that just one project is not enough. You want to go the extra mile, okay? Read up on the industry as well. Okay, and the 4th one, keywords from the job description. Go and look for keywords in the job description. Go do some homework with the job descriptions, okay? And then lastly, the interviewer's name. Always, always, always know your interviewer by name, okay? Because they may become your colleague one day, or they may be your line manager one day. You never know, okay? And that gives us time for opening the floor for our 15 minutes fam. 然后呢，到我们最后这个阶段呢，大家都知道啦，这个时候呢，就是让我们通勤家族来发挥自我的长才啦。Do you have a story to tell us about your interview process? Or are you heading for an interview? Maybe you can let us know and we can chat a little bit about that quickly. And then we will close off around, let's say, you know, 10-10-ish today. I'm sorry, I got to run. So, yes, 我们大概10点10分左右结束，所以我们 给我们通勤家族呢，这个再来我们20几分钟，我们来聊聊，诶，最近有没有面试，已经经过了面试，然后有相关的这些问题呢，或者是说，诶，今天这个5句2句里面， Do you have anything to add? 有没有想要补充的呢？ You guys are welcome. I'm going to throw...A few invites away. 我这边就来 invite 一下我们的朋友 Our 15 Minutes fam. Great to see you guys. And I just want to quickly say hello to you guys. Vasanto, Ed, Chen, CJ, Lucy, CT, Wang, Colin, Abby, A-Tech, Marion, KC, Miffy, Ho, and Yishen. How are you guys tonight? So I'm going to throw... You guys are welcome to raise your hand, by the way. 大家可以欢迎举手来跟我们分享一下。And if you are new to our group, 如果大家是还是新来第一次来参与我们15 Minutes 通勤学英语直播室呢，诶，我们这边有一个通勤学英语的社群呢，就是15 Minutes 通勤学英语直播室，欢迎大家来加入这个。那每个星期一呢，我们有做直播的时候呢，room notification 就会发出去。OK, 所以千万不要加这个我们主持人，因为我们主持人 follow 我们主持人，然后我们进来了，结果就是还是用 group, 对，所以希望大家来聊一聊咯。Just want to say hello to you guys. Okay, I'm going to throw a few invites around. Who are we going to listen to today, my moderator? Yes, I'm sure. Okay, CT...And Marion, maybe Marion want to come talk to us. Marion 刚刚在 room chat 里面有说 Is Angel a flight attendant? I'm just curious and I'm here for the job. Well, she's not hiring, you know. We wish, you know, if she owns an airline, yeah. You know, like,
yes,
seriously,
if I am the owner.
你就知道姜老师其实也很会抱大腿的，对不对？ I came from the other side. 对，如果 Angel 有航空公司的话，你们觉得我还在这边 clubhouse 吗？对不对？先抱大腿了，好不好，大家
？Okay.
Okay. 对对对。All right. Yes. I'm just going to quickly invite. I'm sorry. I heard Marion. Okay. Yes. Hello, Marion.
Just wanna... Hello, Joe. Hi.
Yes. Hello. So tell us, do you want to be a flight attendant?
Yeah.
You look like you're interested.
Yeah, but my English is so bad.
But your service can be extra good. You know what I mean? You know?
What?
Your service can be extra good, you know, to make up for your English.
Maybe.
Yeah. And your smile can be extra friendly.
Mm.
You see? That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you tell your interviewer. 你的 interviewer 呢就会一直列举你的缺点嘛，对不对？一直要 put you down. So what do? You just smile and say, you know, I'm okay with that. And I'll
be confident.
Yes. I can offer so much more.
Yes, it's true.
Yes. There we go. So you think about that. Okay. And I'm just quickly going to invite our 15 Minutes fam. I've actually thrown...欢迎大家可以来举手聊一聊。Oh, and we have Susan tonight. Hello, Susan. How are you?
Hi,
Susan.
I'm fine.
Great. Do you have anything to add for us? You know, the best things to say during an interview?
Well, I just finished some interviews, but I think I'm really not good at it.
Okay.
Good at interview and good at marketing myself.
Okay. So nobody's I'm good. Looking. We were not never born with the skill. Okay. So
yeah.
Just to put you at ease. 没有人生下来就是会 you know, like, 生下来就是妈妈你知道吗你要喂我奶要喂到 100cc 哦因为我是一个可爱的宝宝哦 Nobody's gonna sell that. You cry. So we weren't born with that skill. You have to learn, right? And what did you learn in the process though, Susan? I mean, I think that's more important, right?
Yeah. Because,
after that process, yes.
And that is, because that is a job that is a contractor, but
okay.
From a very huge foreign company.
Great.
And I didn't interview with the hiring from that company, but I, 那个派遣公司, I don't know how to say it. And
Human so, Resource Agency.
Human Resource Agency. Yeah. So I interview with them and they give me some advices.
Ooh.
One of them is...that because the position needs some technical experiences and
like what?
I actually
technical experience
like to know about some like softwares or mechanical items.
Ooh.
Like designs.
Ooh.
Something like that.
Interesting.
Like yeah, industrial things.
Ooh.
And actually I'm not graduated from these fields.
Okay.
But I'm working at the field right now.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Yeah. That's great. You got in, right? Even though you didn't possess those skills in the beginning.
Yes. So
she
said she recommends me that I can add more things that I can describe some ways how I take these challenges and how I solve the problems because of the lack of experiences.
Ah.
Yeah.
Right.
But I still not get an offer right now. Yeah. But I really learned a lot of.
Great. That's fantastic. And I think you did that pretty well. And, you know, sometimes they don't give you an offer not because you're not the right candidate, because there's so much admin going on and... You know, there's a variety of reasons. So just remember to keep at it. To keep at
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah. Okay, that's very, very good advice, I actually think, is to, I think I want to summarize it this way. 我帮大家简洁一下，就是刚刚 Susan 的经验就是I would say, don't take no for an answer. 你对方一直说哦，你哪里的缺点，或你哪里不好，或者是哪里怎么样。Don't take no for an answer. Don't think it's no.Don't think it's a no, 就是他要把你刷掉，不是这样子的。因为你要，他想听听看说你还有没有什么其他的技能，对不对？对啊，我不会画 AutoCAD 啊，我又不会，对不对？我也不会算什么Excel formula, 我也不会 Power BI 等等的，这些我不会。可是你给我三个月，我之前就从 Excel 三个月我自己学，就学会了，对不对？我可以做 on the job training, 可是 you know, you,This is something I can pick up very quickly. Okay. That's not going to hinder my performance in the company. So that's something for you guys to think about, you know. Never take no for an answer. 他们在抓你的毛病的时候不是真的要就想办法把你刷掉。他是给你机会让你替自己平复啊。你最有信心的那一块拿出来。Okay, think about that. And Casey! Hi, Casey. Good evening to you.
Hi,
everyone.
Hi, Casey. Hi, guys.
Yes. And Casey, thanks for joining us. I've seen you a couple of times in, you know, amongst our audience. And I thought, because your profile says analyst in the energy industry, and that is, you know, a very rare industry for us to sort of know about. So what do you think we would add to the nice things to say, the best things you can say in a job interview for your industry?
Actually, I'm preparing my next job interview. So
okay,
it's a fun sharing tonight. I learned a lot, but okay. Just a minor questions I wish to have John's clarifications.
Okay.
Would it be okay to start a small talk before we begins the interview sessions with the HR?
Okay.
Is it fine?
Oh, okay.
How should I kickstart?
Oh, great stuff, KC. That's a great question. 所以 KC 刚刚问我的意思是说，他来跟我分享，就是他最近可能要去 interview， 然后 KC 问我的 opinion， maybe you know Angel and Pity can also pitch in here. Let's help him out, right? He's looking for his next interview. And KC says, is it okay to start a small talk before the interview process? Okay, let's go with Angel first. What do you think in your line of work?
Well,
is there time for small talk?
If it depends on the industry, maybe.
Okay, but do you guys have time for small talk in the interview process?
Actually, we do. Yes. I think let's take the aviation industry, for example. Mm. I think small talk is very important because it is how you react with the passengers, right?
It's like hospitality industry. You have to work with people. You got to be able to present yourself and introduce yourself and speak eloquently, right? And look at people in the eye. So
yes,
so Angel, I'm sure that's part of the group stage as well, isn't it, Angel?
Yes. So I think small talk, I mean, in my industry, that is very important.
Okay.
How you start the small talk and how you perform it perfectly.
Okay. Pity 觉得呢，如果在我们面试之前，应该是要有一个就闲聊一下嘛，跟面试官啊，或者是这个 hiring manager 闲聊一下嘛，这个有必要吗？
看公司吧，
看公司。
我觉得这没有一定，
没有一定，
而且也要看你自己个性啊。有些人就放不开，你闲聊反而会更糟糕。
Yeah， 对。可是这个闲聊这个部分 ，Patty 会不会觉得说，有时候也是面试官给那个面试人员一个就是缓冲的一个时间？如果进去哇，坐下来，然后就是一对五的那种感觉，哇，那很硬啊，对不对？感觉有点硬，他就说啊，那我们闲聊一下，然后让他缓一下，那个有没有这种可能呢？
那就看那个面试官想不想要这个人。
他不想要，他直接把你抓走，因为他看颜值的。那就完蛋了，去坐下来就 Thank you, next. 没有颜值走人。OK, 所以这个可能性还蛮多的啦。对，那就像 Patty 讲的这个部分，small talk 这个部分真的是也是看公司。So Casey, from my perspective, this is how I would look at it. It really depends on what job application you are heading for.OK, 如果你今天呢，你今天要申请的工作就是像 Angel 那种，它是一个service space, 它跟 service 有关，跟人与人处事， you know, like people skills, you gotta demonstrate the people skills. I can assure you, Casey, the minute you start small talking, they are assessing you, they are evaluating you. OK.就如果你今天是服务职位的，就是要比如说 customer service 啊，或 business development 这种， if you can't talk the talk, if you can't even you know create good small talk, then oh yeah, you know you can bet that you know you have lost your impression points there, 印象分就不会好了，对不对？可是如果你今天像工程师哦，my other clients who are software engineers and engineers alike, they cut straight to the chase. 他们其实就进去就是直接问说，欸，你会 coding 吗？然后什么的。然后如果是有被 reference 了，或者是 refer 进来的人，他就会说，欸，那你认识那个陈叉叉吗？然后你跟他是同学是不是？欸，听说他做得很好 blah blah blah, 他们就会这样闲聊。他只是要知道说你来这个工作到底是 can I trust you, right? Can I trust things you say?他们是要处理信任度这一块。那通常工程师他就不会跟你 small talk, 他就会问你的 coding, 然后你做了什么专案，然后你可以 code 什么东西，最好你有 portfolio。 然后我那个设计师的学生也是一样，就是 他就是直接拿讲 portfolio。You know, your work will speak for yourself if you're in those positions. But if you're after, you know, communication-based, service-based jobs, then you betcha small talk is super important. Okay. Casey, do you have any questions for us? Can we help you with anything, perhaps? I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, indeed. But I have another question regarding on the questions we should ask after the, at the end of the interview sessions, when the recruiter asks me, is there any question you wish to clarify on or something else?
Right.
Should we discuss the salary in the first round?
Oh, you asked a very interesting question. Wow. Okay. Do you know how many rounds of interviews there are, Casey? Do you have an idea?
According to my previous experience, I summarized that it would be average around 5 rounds. First, starting with
five.
It depends, yeah. But based on my previous experience,
okay.
It begins with the phone screening interview.
Okay.
Next would be the recruiter's interview.
Yes.
Then the next would be the case studies,
uh-huh.
And the last section would be the hiring manager and also C-levels interviews.
Wow, fantastic! I think that's very thorough. I kind of like that, and it seems like 跟大家分享一下，刚刚 KC 有就是有提到说，就是他的过去的经验呢，是他的 interview process 不是我们的三轮哦，可能到五轮去了。OK， 所以 KC 那边有讲到，就是通常最后三轮是当然最重要，前面他电话还会过滤一下啦，等等的，还有一些recruiter 就是 HR 呢会再跟你聊一次。然后之后呢才会进到这个主管级啦，或者是这个所谓的 C-level, 就是 corporate executive level, 对不对，行政这个总裁级的也会来。那这个 job 就不错了，如果总裁级还会愿意来跟你聊的话，那不错。OK, 那跟大家分享一下，就是就我知道like today, 3 rounds are the norm, 3 rounds, and 5 rounds are for top companies. Usually,I have reliable sources who's just been to a Google interview and it's 5 rounds and it's 3 hours each. Yeah, that's crazy. So, if you are lined up for a job like that, you know, be extra prepared because they're going to bombard you. Yeah. Okay. So Angel, what do you think? Like, what do you say? Is it okay to bring up the pay when...the maybe C level or maybe the HR says, do you have any questions for us?
I'll just slowly put my ideas, but in my industry, we don't really talk about salary.
Why
because
not?
Because it's non-negotiable. You take it or you leave it.
Why not? Everything is negotiable.
Oh.
Everything is negotiable.
Everything's negotiable, but in the cabin crew's industry, it's not.
Because like, they let you fly to exotic places. They take you places already, right? They let you stay in fancy hotels, living
yeah,
the great life.
They buy you per diem.
Yes. You guys already live the catch me if you can life, right?
Yes. So what are you looking at? What else are you looking for?
这样公司也很机车啊！啊，我们已经对不对？你本来让我飞，你就要给我住宿啦。那
对、哦、
那对不对？谁知道说公司就只有五星级给我住，对不对？我也千百般个不愿意，你给我便宜的我住啊，
真是受委屈。
我也很委屈呢，对不对？
我就只想住三星。
对啊，对不对？我怎么有办法？你看公司一直说哦，那你头等舱都不用坐，因为你是头等舱的 cabin crew, 对不对？你就免费坐头等舱、嗯，对不对 ？Like 我也千百般个不愿意啊。
对啊，我只想在经济舱丢餐这样，
对啊，
设餐。
对不对？我可不可以就在 luggage space 里面
？This is the best job ever.
对，就是说，所以，就 Angel 的经验是说 non-negotiable， 反正这个 take it or leave it， 反正一堆人要， mm-hmm. 对不对
？Yes.
你不想当空姐，一堆人要当空姐啊？
对咯，嗯，我们是不太会去，对我们不太会去提，而且你可以看到现在，因为现在。 航空行业又在复苏，因为快要开关了嘛，所以其实很多产业都开始，很多航空都在整人，很多对 Marion 加油，现在都在整人，但是他们有把一些之前 fire 过的人再重新 hire 回来，然后当初 fire 他们只有给了他们一些就是遣散费，要他们吐回来才可以再 rejoin 这间公司。
这哪招？那又不是 membership fee， 什么吐回来？
对啦，所以就是很
你已经退费了。
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. Oh my gosh.
Take it or leave it.
Oh my gosh. What a tough industry, huh? What a tough industry.
I know, right?
What a tough industry. Patty 觉得呢，我们在这个如果这个 hiring manager 问说 Do you have any questions? 然后你就说你就讨论 pay 这件事情，觉得这个会建议吗？
现在应该是还好。
我觉得现在的世道、
就是、
现在的 market，
对对对，现在
应该可以谈的。
现在这个年代讲这件事情就是很平常。
不是，那哪个年代不行？
我
我们的年代就要任劳任怨嘛，
就不行啊，
是不是？我们古代就要任劳任怨，我们 millennials 就要任劳任怨这样子，然后 Gen Z 就可以说 Show me the money 这样子吗？
嗯，
那是因为现在 Gen Z 太屁了吧？他们很敢说吧，
因为他们就觉得你不给我那我就不要做而已，他们没有差。
嗯，
他们有爸妈，
他们有爸妈哦，我们也有爸妈。对不对？谁没有爸妈？我们又不是
比较 rich
rich
rich 爸爸
rich 爸爸。对对对，现在爸妈已经强到说反正这个一言不合，对不对？跟面试官一言不合把公司买下来，是不是很多很多现在那个卡通啊动漫啊然后漫画小说都是这样演的，对不对？电影也是这样，一言不合就把公司买下来。But that's in our dreams, okay? Let's be realistic, let's be practical here. So, my take with Casey is, I think you've already heard what Betty and Angel has advised, but as far as I'm concerned, I would say you need to be very sure of your objectives. Okay. 我觉得是应该你要考虑到你的目标。What do you want from this job? If during the process of your interview, you know you are possibly going, you know, to have 5 rounds of interviews, including, you know, the telephone thing and everything. 如果你已经知道你有五轮的话，然后呢，到最后 C level 的，然后那个 VP 跟你说 Do you have any questions? Okay. So here's the thing. Usually, by the time you spoke to the recruiter, they will already feel you out. Okay. 你对面对人资面对 HR 的时候 they will already feel you out. 他们就会说诶你期待多少，你大概觉得多少。他们那时候很早就会问你了。Okay. 他们不会等到 C-level 跟你讲完了，然后你跟 CEO 就是 buddy buddy 了以后，然后 CEO 就说啊给他5万啊给他10万。No, it's not gonna be like that.Because all the interviews in the later stages, the line managers, okay, and the C-levels, they just want to be sure that they can work with you. They can trust you. That's all. That's what they're making sure of. But it's still the HR's job to negotiate the offer letter with you. Okay. So, if you say...Like, it depends on the situation, though, Casey. But if you want to bring up the idea of pay, I would instead of, as opposed to asking for pay or talking about pay, you want to identify and ask questions with the C-levels of the value of this position in the company. You want to figure that out, and that's what my client did.那我那个学生他就是我们 prep 的时候我们就准备这个，就是他在最后一个跟副总裁聊的时候呢，他就有我们就准备 a series of questions， 我们就有一系列的问题是在问说这个部门到底业绩多少重不重要，然后我这个工作到底重不重要，你们多急找人等等的，然后用一些公司现在的专案来讨论，然后慢慢挖出来了以后，他第一他会觉得So first of all, the C-level would think that you have done your homework, number one. And you didn't ask smart questions, you asked very practical questions to understand how the company operates, okay? But when you can negotiate is when you see a sign when they want to talk about pay or your expectations, then that's when you start negotiating. That means when that opportunity is available on the table, then you talk about it from a value perspective. 就是你当你知道你这个工作在这个部门在这个公司里面的价值的时候，当你都摸清楚了以后，他开始在讲说啊，我们 industry pay 怎么样 blah blah blah， 那你就可以开始讨论，你就可以开始讨论这件事情。Okay, but without that premise, without prefacing everything, 就是在这个没有这个前言之下，没有这个前提之下，你一进去 C-level, 然后他说 Okay, do you have any questions for me? 然后你就讲 pay 这件事情， It would seem a little too upfront. Unless, you know, at this time point, it's, you know, at the end of the negotiation, or it's already halfway into the negotiation.Okay, but usually it's not. So my recommendation is you want to ask about and find out more about the value of your particular job that you want and understand what value does it bring to them. Then when you start talking about numbers, it will all tie together and it will all add up. 这个公司如果这个部门因为这个工作他要管一亿的资金的时候，如果像金融业他要管一亿资金的时候，你付我50万 的 package， 你觉得对吗？这就不对了嘛。我要负责这么重大的，你觉得你给我这样子的资产，然后你要我50万，那我请问你这50万 你们的 expectation 是什么？为什么我只有50万？那人家市场是150，那为什么你只给50万年薪等等的。 You know, it will all tie in because they've already showed you that they need this job and the value of the job.Okay, so I hope that answers your question there, Casey. Especially when you get to the last few rounds of interviews, you know, sure, you can talk about it, but not when there's opportunity to talk about it. When they talk about it, then you can go ahead. But what you want to ask is actually identifying, reposition your value as a candidate the whole time. That's your job.And then when they talk about numbers, then you negotiate. Then you go back to use all the information they gave you on them and align it with everything about you. Okay. And that would be, you know, a great starting point for negotiations because they've already given you the ammo. 他们就给你武器嘛，让你跟他谈。哎呀，我们底牌都秀给人家看了，对不对？我们很需要一个人。那你需要一个人怎么还付这么少？ You can talk about that. It's fair. Right? Okay. And also, Angel, I want to come back to, you know, like the whole thing is a negotiation is, this is what my one of my clients also asked, and I had to prepare on this, is going into an interview. 大家觉得去 interview 的时候，去面试的时候就是，我们就是去被选的。对不对？我们好像是被选妃一样，对不对？那种感觉啦。其实我们以前的过去的感觉就是这样，反正只有资方在挑选我们嘛。But I can tell you, the minute you think the interview is a whole negotiation process that will only end when you receive the offer letter. 我有听过 offer letter 可以改的。我都有听过。我有听过。No kidding. No kidding. And this is a true story. 我有个学生，很久以前的学生在金融业，他当时想要进这间公司 so bad. 他说，反正我不 care. 我今天就是，你们今天一定要 hire 我，因为我不需要钱。I don't need money. 我家里面有钱，我就是要来上班，我是要来锻炼我自己的。结果那个你知道那个line manager 超 impressed 的。就说哪有这个讲话是这么 you know, out of the blue, 这种 you know, 不按牌理出牌的人。结果你知道吗，隔天 HR 来的时候，他第一件事就说，你们只付这么少、哦。然后 HR 还呛他说，你昨天不是说不用钱吗？他说你现在要给我 offer letter, 当然要给我钱啊。然后他还回呛 HR 说，你觉得你这个 offer letter 给市场知道，你觉得你们是丢脸还是我丢脸？他这样回呛 HR。
Wow.
So that negotiation process doesn't end until you enter that company. I know it's a it's weird. It's out of the, like, nobody online would teach you that. But I swear, 当我听到我学生这样干的时候，我就觉得他就是那种 Wolf of Wall Street 那种等级的人。结果果不其然，五年以后他就是 somebody 的。
哇哦！
因为对他来说 ，everything is a negotiation， and I learned this from him。他就是这样教我。他说 ，everything is negotiation。It's just how you do it. Yeah, 你可以 Yeah, everything is a negotiation. It's just about how you do it. It's just how you go about it. 你可以让对方很舒服的，然后结束这个 negotiation. 你也可以让对方很痛苦的结束这个 negotiation. 你可以 you need to use all the means possible to negotiate. It's possible. It's very much like Wolf of Wall Street. You know, you gotta sell your pen.Sell your pen
sell
to
your pen.
Sell me your pen. And that's when, going back to what Susan said earlier, you know, like, we don't know how to market ourselves. I've never done that. 我也当初 我自己的面试的经验里面，我也没有这样子做过，还可以回呛面试官什么的，然后用这种很奇怪的方式。But it works. It works because you gotta take it from a different perspective. 你要把你的 mindset 改过了以后，你就会觉得这个过程是一个 negotiation. 它就是在谈判，它就是一种谈判。然后只是我能不能了解你的立场，你能不能了解我的立场，我们说不说得通而已。然后你找不找得到对方 care 的价值。And you sell that to the other side.Okay, so it's not exactly selling yourself as in, oh, I'm only worth X amount. It's about finding that value. Where's the value point? 你们两个有没有 common ground? 我们两个有没有就是针对某些价值是在意的？然后这两个价值是什么？然后我身上有这个价值，那你觉得值多少？那我们来讨论为什么你觉得只是这样？就是要讨论，讨论出来他，你才会懂对方的心里面在想什么。那就可以谈，然后最后都可以回到道理，就是隔壁的小明拿100万，为什么我小王就是只能拿50万？
拿五十万，
对，你讲出理由我就接受嘛，我想要工作啊，可是你讲得出一个好理由，他说，哎，没有，你三个月以后你就150 ，Sure I'll take it, no problem。对不对？公司制度什么，他会拿这些东西来讲，那你就问啊，你就是去 ，you keep digging, you keep understanding the company, and then maybe during the process you feel like no, this company is not for me, right？ 你没有继续问，你都觉得哇，这公司好棒哦，那外面光鲜亮丽的在新义区，然后结果去了以后才发现说 ，Oh my God, it's a cutthroat business， 每天叠对叠，每天被 backstab， 然后每天被欺负，那你去那个会开心吗？不会啊。And that's part of the interviewing process, right? So I hope you guys don't take it as in, like, yeah, you know, anything goes. But, you know, if you do it right, in a way, anything sort of goes. You got to negotiate for the best opportunity for yourself, okay? You got to place yourself, and your skills and your experience at the most optimal position, okay? You got to find that fit, all right?And thank you very much, you guys. I hope you guys are doing great tonight, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening to all sorts of experiences and interesting stories about job interviews. And I hope if you guys are lined up for, you know, any job interviews, I wish you guys the best of luck. And Casey, best of luck there. And we will catch you in the next episode, in the next session, as usual, on Monday. And it's over and out with me, John, and to my right, Pity.And to Petty's right is
Angel. Yes. Thank you, guys.